Following a contentious election, South Africans now have a new government to try and deal with a lot of long-standing problems, crime, poverty, and AIDS. But NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt met one South African who thinks he may have some solutions.
Please put your hands together and make some noise for President-elect David Kao!
This definitely is South Africa's election season, but David Kao isn't running for anything except the freedom
Amanda.
To make people laugh.
Laughing together, we can do more!
Over the past 10 years, this black South African has done more to make people laugh, transforming the landscape of comedy and race, bringing all of South Africa's colors and clans under one tent, at least for one night, and sparing none of them. Tonight's show is called Blacks Only.
We'll start with the white people. White people, are you here tonight?
A few hands go up. Pointing to them, Cal references the tiny right-wing white party, the Freedom Front, formed after South Africa won black rule in 1994.
We're glad they all got in. They all came in one car, and it was a two-seater.
Cal then turns to mixed-race South Africans referred to as coloreds, who carried a certain degree of social superiority over blacks under apartheid.
Colored people!
Cal rags on them sitting in the cheap seats at the back of the packed hall of 3,000.
Recession is a bitch, isn't it?
And then it was the Indians' turn.
Indian people! These are the most expensive tickets, so they might have won tickets.
And then, pretending to be an Indian negotiating with his mates to go to the show.
Hey Raj, where are you going? Come here, listen, we don't all have to be there, right? As soon as you go there, just call me, leave your phone on.
But Cal also featured other prominent South African comedians.
I'd rather be black than gay. Because if you're black, you don't have to tell your mother.
Joey Razdeen took a shot at an issue still sensitive in some cultures here. And Thomas Kumeri, another popular black comic, took on the subject of Michael Jackson, saying he's figured out why whites liked him so much.
I got older and I realized they thought that he was going to convince all of us to turn white. It's not going to happen. Okay, it's not going to happen.
No one was spared, not even Jacob Zuma, the president of the ruling African National Congress, who'll probably be the country's next president. He's a polygamist, and Cal had this to say about Zuma's tendency to get married a lot.
I'm not even making this up. He's actually the only person in the world that if you gave him a call on a random Saturday afternoon, he can actually answer his phone and go, excuse me, yeah, I'm just getting married here quickly. Can I call you back later?
After the show, I asked David Kao why he got this groove on.
I think we all need to acknowledge there are black people, white people, Indian people, and colored people in this country. I think it starts with acknowledging that we're different.
Kao says it might even be easier for people to laugh who've survived racially oppressive systems like apartheid.
And I think the more pain you've been through in your life, the more you're able to laugh.
And in terms of this audience, he was right. Marvin Chetty is one of the Indians attending the show.
Being Indian, listening to black jokes, they're making fun of Indians, I think it's all fun.
Sizwe Sashobe says he thinks the racist past is in the past, mostly.
Okay, fine, there will be still people who are going to be still stuck up about it, but it's still okay.
Nadine Hambridge says 10 years ago she would have been one of those stuck up about it.
I wouldn't even have attended it because I would have been too sensitive to it and I would have thought it distasteful. But now it's more something that we can enjoy together and laugh about. Yeah.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
And laughter is a good note to leave on. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Johannesburg.